Well, I'm calling the mobile number. Is that the number you told me to call?
Hello.
Hi, is this Sean?
Yes.
Hi, Sean. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, good. How are you? What was your name again?
It's Nicole.
Nicole.
Yeah. I work with Dennis here, and I've been working on your file. I had a couple of questions before I released an approval.
Okay.
Did you have a minute?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So the notes I have here that you're going to be using the funds for, is it for inventory?
For capital, yes. We need the capital for inventory.
Okay.
Inventory, yes.
And you're a wholesaler of electronics?
Consumer electronics and appliances.
Okay. And it looks like you've been in business, is it for less than a year?
Yes.
Okay. And how is everything going?
It's going well.
Yeah.
It's doing well, yeah.
Okay. So you were ideally looking for $300,000?
Yes.
Okay. So I think right now we would be comfortable lending to the business, but we want to start off with something a little bit more conservative and then increase that as time goes on. So if it would help the business, we are willing to lend about $40,000 to start, and then in a few months, we can reevaluate everything and increase that for you.
No, that wouldn't. No, that wouldn't even work for us. No,
that wouldn't help you at all.
No, because you know we have over $1 million in inventory.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to come to the warehouse and look,
uh-huh.
that you can if you need something collateral or something, because we need to buy the merchandise because
uh-huh.
we're very seasonal going
yeah.
to third and fourth quarter, and
okay.
you know. Everything else on our record shows that we're okay. We're a great company, and
yeah.
even whatever papers that they needed, I provided
mm-hmm.
for them.
Mm-hmm.
For us to get $40,000, I could get that from a credit card.
Yeah, I mean, but would you really put that on a credit card?
Yeah, of course. Why not? Yeah, why would I want to... And then what rate were you looking at?
Well, we have a few different programs here, but, I mean, if you're saying it's not going to help at all, it wouldn't help
yeah,
at
no.
all. Do you need
no, 40,000.
Are you going to need equipment as well?
Yes.
What kind of equipment would that be?
Forklifts and
oh, okay.
stuff like that.
Okay,
yeah.
So that is something that we could do a little bit higher on in terms of financing, like a higher amount for the equipment.
Yeah,
I'll have Dennis
me they
talk
can
to
do,
you about that. Yeah.
Yeah, they told me about 49,000, and maybe they can do 2 times 49,000.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the interest rates on those?
We have rates on equipment. I actually don't work in that department, but our rates started about 5-6% on equipment financing
mm-hmm.
over 2 to 5 years. That's a secured loan, so you're going to get a better rate. The unsecured
mm-hmm.
program is going to be a little bit higher because we have no collateral or assets to hold on
mm-hmm.
to. So there's a lot more risk involved in that type of financing. That makes sense to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So we have the $40,000 approved. If you want
yeah.
Dennis to give you terms on that, he can. I can relay the information to him.
Yeah, but I don't understand why $40,000 when it shows just and we are a... you know, we're seasonal.
Yeah.
90% of the sales that we do is in third and fourth quarter.
Okay, so did we get 12 months of bank statements for you?
No, you guys got 6 months or 7 months.
Okay.
And you guys were at 1.2 million just for what you had.
Okay, so let's do this. Because
so
you're seasonal.
You came up with 40,000.
Because we're just basing it off the last 6 months. I didn't know you were seasonal. So
can you
send the other 6 months to Dennis? And then we'll do an overall look of the whole year, and we'll be able to see that increased revenue during those quarters. And that.
Well, what I can do, see, this is what I told them. Are you a underwriter yourself?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
I owned a business, and
okay.
I sold it last November. Okay?
Okay.
We work with Zulily. We
mm-hmm.
work with QVC.
Okay.
Zulily, you know, is the biggest online retailer in the country now. They're bigger than
oh.
Amazon and
really?
Walmart.
Yes. Okay.
Since they bought, since QVC bought Zulily,
oh, I didn't know they bought them.
They became the leading online retailer.
Okay.
They bought it back in August for $1.8 billion.
Okay.
So when we sold the business, I sold my shares. Then we opened this one in December. Okay. I have the tax returns for my old business, which shows the 4 million, 3.5, 3.7 million, plus the last three statements that you guys request from that. So you guys see that back in those months, our revenues much higher. And this business we're at is going to be quadruple that. You know, we work with Amazon. We just got Walmart as well, Walmart.com. So, you know, all of this is going to be completely different.
Yeah,
so
but the thing is, it's a different business, though. It's not the same business.
No, but it's okay.
So we have to go off your business and what it's
no,
doing.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? I can't. I wish I could go and see what the other business did, but I can't now because it's a completely different business.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. 100% you're right. But
yeah.
I'm the main player that came out from the old business, and I brought all my accounts with me.
Right.
Okay? So these accounts are with me. It's exactly the same thing that we did in the old business, but four times more.
Right.
Okay.
No,
I
understand. I get what you're saying.
So,
I really
so
do. But
I don't have the last 6 months to give you because this business has been doing business since December of last year.
Right.
So
I
can't, for this business, I cannot show you July, August, September, October, November,
yeah.
December
mm-hmm.
because I only have that for the old business that I was running.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. But we have guidelines that we have to follow, and we just have to go off what we're seeing right now. So if you were to contact us, you know, maybe November, December, then maybe that 40,000 would be, you know, 200,000 or 300,000 because we would see all the increased revenue. But we have to see something in order to base our approval off of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you see, if you go with what we have right now,
mm-hmm.
just without having the third and fourth quarter, because we're
yeah.
seasonal, okay? If you even do 5% of 1.1 million, okay, it's over $50,000. What you're telling me is that you guys are approving us for like 3% of our revenue right now, which doesn't make sense to me.
Well, we're just going off what we've been seeing the past few months. What would be the least amount you would consider to take?
$200,000.
That would be the least amount? Okay.
Yeah. Because you know, I can show you and you can see who the CEO was of the other company. I can show you that I sold the other company. I can show you the tax returns of the other company, if that helps you, because it's the same person running this at a quadruple fold. And in the other business, we did not. The only thing I added to this business was Walmart. And I know, you don't have to be in this business to know, Walmart is the leading, you know, after, it was the leading with Amazon, but since QVC bought Drew Lilly, QVC became the online leader.
Right. I get it. I will go back and see if we can get it bumped up a little bit. I don't know if we can, I don't think we can get up to 200. I just want to be realistic with you. But what we're thinking is growing a relationship with you, and maybe we don't get you 200 to 300 right off the bat, but at least we get you something now. And then in a few months, we see that, you know, things are progressing, and then we increase it. And then slowly, we are at that 200,000, 250, 300, you know.
Yeah, but
we,
by then,
we don't have to that.
You see, by then, I'm going to be refinancing my property, and we're going to get $1.5 million on that. So I wouldn't, at 4%, so I wouldn't need you guys anymore. The reason why we came to you in the first place is because we need to jump on this inventory right away to make the money right away. That's
okay.
The main reason.
Okay. Well, I will update this in the system, and I will have Dennis reach out and maybe give you some different options, see if it'll work or not. If you need any equipment, he can get that approved for you as well.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll go from there.
Okay.
You know, hopefully we can get something to work for you.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Okay, bye.
What was your name again?
Nicole.
Nicole, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You have a nice weekend. Bye.
You too.